The other big story is how exactly this report card that came out from the Office of Management and Budget today, essentially a self-assessment of how the performance process is performing. And it is report card time for the federal government. Jeffrey Zients, the President Obama's chief performance officer, has released a self-assessment of how the federal government is doing so far. Are they performing on performance? It's called the Accountable Government Initiative, an update on our performance management agenda. We have it linked up, federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider. So what's the result? Jonathan Bruhl is the executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, formerly from the Office of Management and Budget. And he says this is really an important step, that it's important to take a step back and...
that the president issued a memo to transmit it. This wasn't just Jeff's memo. There was a presidential memo this morning to the senior executives transmitting that. And actually, I think that's the significant item at this point.
And it's significant because...
two things. Number one, the president is now signed on to this whole business of performance and government in what's called an accountable government initiative. And number two, he's engaged the SES. And his involvement in engaging the SES are two very important and critical components of success here. If they're going to be successful, you do need that leadership from the top, and you do need to engage the senior career leadership, and that's what they're doing.
And certainly, it seems to me, if we look over the coming up on 2 years, year and a half of this administration, even creating the position of a chief performance officer says, hey, we're going to be focusing on performance.
Very little since then that's given us any real specifics about what that position might entail or what the expectations were of the administration. And being clear about that vision and expressing it all to all the employees, both political and career, is very important, and that's what they're doing here.
And he walks down, and we've heard the administration folks talk about this before. There are sort of six pillars driving top priorities, and they've done that through the budget by laying out their top priorities in a pretty clear fashion, I think. Cutting waste, reforming contracting, closing the IT gap, promoting accountability and innovation through open government, attracting and motivating top talent. Still, from what I hear out there, if we were even to give the administration a midterm grade, almost still too early to say.
Oh, sure. And they got a late start, and they've got a big list of other big problems, from two wars and the economy and so forth. But there's if you read this business pretty carefully, there are a number of really very sensible steps that are included in it. One is, in paragraph 2 of Jeff's memo to the SES, he explains the use of the President's Management Council, the deputy secretaries.
Yeah.
So they've got a governance structure in place that makes sense, is proven, and he's engaging them actively, and that's a really good thing to note.
And is that different from how, say, the Bush administration?
No, not at all. But, you know, again, it's one of those things that if they didn't use it or invent it, they would have had, have had to find it somewhere else. So it's a smart move. But coupled with it, in almost the same, and then in the following sentence, is they talk about working with their partners in Congress. And if there's been a difficulty in both the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, it was the lack of buy-in by Congress. And Jeff's memo doesn't shy away from that. They're acknowledging the role of Congress and calling them partners in this effort. And again, I think that's another smart move.
And throughout this process, we've seen just a handful of members of Congress who are all interested in management, government management issues. Oftentimes, it just becomes something to bludgeon Washington about, it seems.
Well, true, but there are a number of keen supporters up in the Hill, and the administration is working at this moment, in fact, with a number of them on some amendments to the Government Performance and Results Act.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bill that was passed out of the House, sponsored by Mr. Cuellar earlier this summer, and Mr. Carper, Mr. Akaka, Mr. Warner, a number of folks in the Senate are taking interest in it. So I think they've got some allies, and they're quite eager to work with them to advance things.
And he also talks, as you mentioned earlier, about the critical role that the senior executive service plays. Why is that link so important? Why mention that in paragraph number 3 of this memo?
Well, there's no way you can be successful in the federal government without relying at some point on your senior executives. I mean, they're the folks with the history of how programs work. The SES staff is the product of a really rough meritocracy. These folks have got some real experience and skills, and they place a real premium on serving the political leadership of the executive branch. And just like the president, they take an oath in the Constitution, and they take it very seriously. And if you're going to run a large organization, you've got to engage them as part of the enterprise.
One of the things that frankly surprises me a little bit about the administration is they haven't reached out to the senior executive service more. I remember President Bush gathered them all together in Dar Constitution Hall and actually spoke to them, took questions for about 2 hours.
Well, so did Bush 43.
Yeah.
He was scheduled to do so within days of 9/11. And had to postpone it a month until October, but he too had met with the senior executives. And symbolically and otherwise, that's terribly important, because you really need a joint career and political team to make things work.
It seems like it would be a very powerful step, very powerful message about how important performance is if the president were to take that step.
Well, I think that's what he's done here. I mean, this cover memo to Jeff's memo is a clear indication of that. That, number one, he's got interest, and number two, he wants to engage the SES on that matter.
So what does the administration need to do now? They've laid out sort of where they think things stand as of today, as of the 14th of September. What happens on September 15th?
Well, they've developed a vision. They've conveyed a sense of urgency, and they've communicated that. Now they need to harness the agencies to get in line with it, and I think working with the PMC, they've got a good chance of doing that. And what the president has done with his memo and Jeff's memo is put Jeff as the person accountable.
Yeah.
And Jeff, in turn, the PMC deputy. So you've got the notion of personal accountability established. From now, what they have to do is relentlessly follow up. They can't skip a beat here. They've got to keep push, and follow up relentlessly to make this happen. That's the only way it's going to happen. If there's any hesitation, people are going to note that and pay attention to something else.
How about that? No small task ahead. Jonathan Bruhl, he's the executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, a former OMB official himself. For links to Jeffrey Zients' memo and the president's directive, you can find it on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. We have this conversation, our conversation, Francis Rose conversation with Robert Shea, the performance guru for the Bush administration. Get his insights on there. It's all right there on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider. Read the full memo for yourself. It's only 13 pages and lays out sort of why they're doing what they're doing. So a lot of information right there.